Firstly, let's define what a goal is. So let's turn to page number 1 in section 4 in your practitioner manuals. So we refer to goals in NLP as outcomes. So a goal or an outcome is something that you want to create in your universe. One of the things that a lot of people do is that the goals and the outcomes that they actually set are not actually goals at all, but are more related to states or feelings. So let's have a look at page 1 and differentiate between a state and a goal or an outcome. So a state is stated ambiguously. For instance, let's say that somebody says, "I want to be happy." The word happy is ambiguous because happy means something different to everyone. If I say, "I'm happy," do you know what I'm feeling? You don't in actual fact. Whereas a goal or an outcome is stated specifically. For instance, if it was a goal about making a specific amount of money, like making £100,000 in a particular year, that's very specific. Also with a state, you can have it right now. There's no need to wait for a state. A big mistake that people make is they say, "When such and such a thing happens, then I'll be happy. When I've done this, then I'll feel successful." In actual fact, you can have a feeling right now. All of the feelings. Happy, love, successful, even the states and feelings of understanding, you can have immediately. You can have them right now. There's no time involved. Whereas with a goal or an outcome, there would be some time involved because there's action to be taken to actually achieve the goal or the outcome. Likewise with a state, there are no steps. There are no steps to take in actual fact, in reality, to become happy. You can be happy right now. You can feel loved right now. No steps needed. Whereas with a goal or an outcome, there are steps needed. There's action to be taken. Also with a state is infinite. How do you know when you have all of the happiness that there is? States are completely infinite, they're boundless. Whereas a goal is measurable. If you set a goal to make a specific amount of money from a business, then it's measurable. You can measure exactly when you've achieved it. States are also stated for yourself and for others. You can be happy for someone else. You can be happy for yourself. Whereas goals are stated for self only. This is something we're going to look at later on in this CD. The important thing about goals is they're for you, they're for yourself only, not for other people. Finally, at the bottom of page 1, we have the NLP processes for actually attaining a state or achieving a goal or an outcome. So for states, we do state elicitation and we do anchoring of states, which we're going to cover in detail on a future CD. For goals and outcomes, we write down our goals and our outcomes, and then we take the action that's required to create the goal or the outcome in our physical universe.